You noticed another voice in the studio, didn't you? Wasn't mine.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
No, it was one of them. Not one of them, like, you know, like in the dark side, like Star Wars kind of sense. No, not like that. I am joined this morning in the studio by some members and some gentlemen, fine-looking gentlemen as well. They scrubbed up well this morning. Made me look like a right scruff bag. From Essex Mental Health Centre. Morning, gents.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we? Well, all right. Good tea? Is it all right?
Yeah, we're great. Yeah,
nice. Out of six, how do you rate the tea? Six being the best tea you've ever had. And no pressure, you can be honest. This show's about honesty.
4.5.
4.5? Bit harsh, isn't it? No, I'm joking. It's fine. 4.5 is quite good. That's over 50%. That's a pass at university. It is. Anyway, I'll digress a lot, so just bear that in mind. Listen, gents, thank you very much for coming in this morning. It's a sort of a little bit of a last-minute.com style dive into the studio, but she's fine. Not a problem whatsoever. The door is always open, as I say, on a regular basis on this show. But can I ask, firstly, let's do names. Let's do names, of course. We've just got three blokes in the studio. Well, four, if you count me. But anyway, three guys. From my left, round to the right, we've got...
Raymond.
Danny.
Jason.
And Jason. In the studio this morning to talk to us about a little thing that you guys are doing. Fitness in Mind is the kind of name of it. It's the kind of title to the whole thing. And it's some stuff happening at the Brentwood Centre today, which is kind of why you've bopped in this morning. Does anyone want to explain what earth is going on? Because you've asked me if I'd like to be in a video. What video?
That's right. We're doing a video mashup of Pharrell Williams' song Happy.
Okay, very cool.
And we've got clips from all the sports activities within the Brentwood Centre, different groups.
Right, yeah.
We've got a flash dance, we've got some dancing going on.
Bit of flash mob going on a bit later on.
Yes, we have. We've got some celebrities that are actually going to do little clips into the video as well.
Nice.
We've got Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Any names?
Ronnie O'Sullivan, Steve Davis.
Ronnie and Steve.
Danny, obviously you've got a few more that tweeted and can
have been I've had loads of people retweet and...
Who we got?
Oh, Fern Britton.
Nice.
David Suchet as
Suchet? Nice. Yeah. I like a bit of Suchet.
Who else? Katie Piper. Katie Piper as well.
Good work, Katie. Good work.
DJ Fresh. People like that, really.
Ah, loving DJ Fresh. Yeah. Love DJ Fresh. Very, very cool, man. Do you know what? You're saying that. I watched a project video of his that he did with some disabled people where they hooked up nodes to their heads.
Okay.
No, this is really true. Yeah. It's true. They worked with Smirnoff, right? And they basically asked them to think. These people had, like, motor neurons problems and things, so they obviously didn't function out in hands and feet and such. And they got them to think of instrument parts. And they built their computers, and they generated a track, and he then took it out on tour with them. He took them and the track on tour.
Wow,
it was
awesome.
Incredible. So I'm a big fan of DJ Fresh. I'm a big fan of his. So that's really cool. You've got a lot of support for this.
So you're
filming Happy. Why?
Because
obviously it's a great track. Exactly,
and we feel it goes along with the ethos of the project.
Okay,
it just motivates everyone to feel much better after you've had a workout and done a bit of exercise, and it helps everyone's general mental well-being and fitness.
It makes you feel better.
It does.
It makes you feel better in yourself and in general. It kind of just lifts your mood, doesn't it? So fitness in mind. Can you explain to me what the kind of project is about? Where's it come from?
Yeah, well, it originated in the Brentwood Centre.
It's a
project we've decided to run for anybody with any kind of mental disabilities, anyone with OCD, bipolar, schizophrenia, Tourette's, they're the less common. We've got depression. Anyone with any sort of disability can come along. It's a 6 weeks course we're running.
Okay, 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
How much is it?
It's completely free.
Free?
Yeah, anyone can join in.
Six-week free course?
Yeah, don't need any kind of... doctor's notes. As long as you've got the condition, you can come down and just have a free class.
And also, it's open to undiagnosed ones as well. As long as anyone suffering with any,
if you feel like something's not right, come down.
All you want to do is
meet some familiar people and you know, some friendly faces, and get involved in a cool little free project. So what's involved in 6 week course? Doing what?
6 weeks course. We've got four classes running at the moment.
Okay.
It's the health walk, yoga, box fitness, and Pilates.
Oh, box fitness. Bit of box fitness.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's good fun. So I've seen some pretty cool videos of box fitness and some pretty funny ones on the internet where people go do a bit wrong. But, you know, that's obviously not a part of this. That's for the internet. This is the proper one. This is the proper stuff.
So it's a 6 weeks course.
Okay.
It's only a pilot project at the moment. We'll see. We're going to shake things up a little bit after that. We'll get more classes running.
Yep.
The courses are running from the 19th of May to the 29th of June.
Okay.
And the sign-up week starts on the 12th and it's running to the 18th of May.
Okay, so not so, next week, but the week after is sign-up
yeah.
week.
Yeah, so anyone who wants an interest, has an interest, come yep. down. Just let us know. So
right,
we can get
cool.
a, sort of an estimate of numbers. We get everything ready.
Nice. So this, you said there's a health walk in there. It's like a kind of country walk, a walk in the
yeah.
walk in the parks and such.
So we changed the route.
Okay.
It, obviously, people with anxiety, we make sure.
Yeah.
We cater for everyone. So
yeah, absolutely.
All the routes are always planned. We've got qualified instructors. Everyone's gone through training to deal with every kind of.
Scenario.
Yeah, absolutely.
First aid, mental health, first aid as well.
Yeah.
Have been done by all the instructors.
I guess the thing is, it's everyone's different as well. You know, with mental
yeah.
health. Yeah, because we had some other people in a few weeks ago talking about this as well, and it, you know, I think the one key thing that came out of it is no two people are the same.
Yeah.
And so you have to, everything is individual and personalised. And I
yeah.
guess that's why this works really well, because you've got a variety of different people coming in from different fields and bringing their different skills and their knowledge, and hopefully creating something that everyone can get something from.
Yeah, definitely.
That's very true. We've also got two of the instructors that are just qualified with lived experience of mental health themselves.
Oh, okay, excellent.
So it's personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Personal life stories.
Relatability as well, I guess, as well.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I mean, me myself, I suffer with schizophrenia and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
And I'm helping now, and I am one of the instructors. I've just qualified.
Oh, congratulations.
Cheers.
Excellent work. And what sort of course is that then? How long does that take?
I've just done a 5-week instructability course.
Oh, nice.
And I've also done the Sport England Athlete Fit course.
Very cool, yeah.
Well, I've literally done it. I just finished my course literally within the last week.
Oh, OK, excellent. So it's fresh in your mind. It's
very much so, very much
fresh.
So. And I'm on a 12-week work placement at the Brentwood Centre, and I'm co-lead on the project.
Oh, man, that's amazing. That's really good. So this is a pilot then. So what's the forethought, looking a bit forward, further forward, what kind of things are you hoping that you can achieve?
We want to get more classes running. More variety, more people involved, and we want to get the class running hopefully for years to come. It's not going to be, we're not looking at the short term.
Yeah, so hopefully yeah. something that you can get some people interested in, and then maybe kind of just put it on the timetable
yeah.
as a weekly thing, and it just rolls on and rolls
yeah.
on.
Yeah. The best thing is it's free, so anyone can come down.
And
the initial courses are free. We're hoping to introduce also with social inclusion and everything else, and get people to go to existing classes eventually once they feel happy and comfortable.
It's almost kind of like the introductory. It's almost like the come along to this and realise that actually, because I guess
yeah.
I think as, you know, a lot of people probably get, you know, even people who are into fitness themselves already might not fancy going to doing a boxer size class. I don't want to do
yeah.
boxer size, but maybe this course might help them to think, actually, that's a really good one for me.
Yeah, it's all about trying new things.
Kings of Leon and Revelry, 9:41 Friday morning. You're with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Hello. So I'm off to the weekend, right, into the bank holiday weekend, and I'm going to be doing my debut stand-up comedy set. What do you think of that?
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing. Where was the tumbleweed? I just needed some tumbleweed just to trickle up.
We need to see it first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously, naturally. No, I'm doing a bucket list, right, basically this year. 50 things that I've never done before, and they can be big things or little things.
Right.
So things like completing a Rubik's Cube, which I've done, sending a message in a bottle, never done it, but ticked that off a few weeks ago. A couple of other things I've already done as well, but there's lots of things that obviously I haven't done yet, and things like skydive, which I'm doing in September.
Ooh, I've done that. Absolutely superb.
See,
big adrenaline rush.
This
you
is
love
what I'm
it.
Thinking.
I did mine in Australia over Surfers Paradise.
All right, I'm doing mine in Kent, all right?
Okay.
It's a bit of a difference.
Rub it in. But no, it's fine. I got this feeling, though, I'm going to get a buzz off it and want to do it again.
Oh, the adrenaline rush was incredible. I mean, it was second only to meeting the woman of your dreams. It was that good.
Babes, I love you, right? I love you. But maybe the skydiving is going to be quite good. So, in case it's really good, I love you. Anyway, look, I digress. What are you up to the weekend? Anyone got any plans for the bank holiday weekend? Any plans? Just
yeah.
lazy one?
Not
sleeping.
Really, no.
Sleeping sounds good yeah. to me.
Not really putting you on the spot. I'm just asking you, just throw it out there, really.
Well, we're still shooting a video again on Saturday, and we're on the bank.
Yeah, we're having a pool party on Saturday.
See what he's done there.
Yeah,
he's
we've got a pool party. Yeah, we've got a pool party in the Brentwood Centre on Saturday
party as
in
well.
The afternoon. Yeah. That's going to be in part of the video as well. Okay. Also, Bank Holiday Monday, we're going to be at the Brentwood Centre as well, still touching up the artwork on the artwork.
Oh, yeah, because you've got the art wall, haven't you?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say to you, is because you've got a couple of hashtags on Twitter and Facebook, haven't you? You've got hashtag fitness in mind.
We have indeed.
And you've got hashtag art wall, because you've actually drawn on the walls. Not in a graffiti kind of illegal sense. You have asked permission. In fact, I think some of the staff actually helped you out as well. So technically, they can't really moan about it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it will be up there for about 3 months.
Oh, hey, what were you saying? What is the ringtone?
I don't know. Hang on. This is another part of the team. He's actually phoning me while we're live on air.
Right, you go and chat to him over there for a minute, and I'll come back over here. Right. I love a good ringtone. I do. It's brilliant.
He's left the building, Julie.
Hey, see, you don't get this with live TV, do you? Do you know why? Because TV's not live.
Right,
not like the Phoenix FM breakfast show, anyway. Listen, so the weekend's a bit of a lazy one, taking it easy, trying to chill out and enjoy the 3 days off work.
That's it.
So we mentioned about the social networking. Hashtag fitness in mind, it's a good one. Right. And hashtag art wall, because you've kind of doodled all over the wall in Brentwood Centre, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, we've got a mural, we've been painting that since 10 o'clock class yesterday morning.
That's amazing. It looks really good from the photos online. You can check them out on the Brentwood Centre's Twitter page. The Essex mental health one is at Essex MHC. Is that right?
Yeah,
at Essex MHC for all the details on Time to Talk as well, which is another one of the hashtags that was trending, and we talked about that a couple of months ago with other guests from yours. So, listen, online then, we've got obviously Twitter, as mentioned. What's the website for best information on the Fitness in Mind programme? So you've got... in May? Did you say the end of, like, middle of May?
We've got the 19th? Sign-up week on the 12th.
He's back,
to
he's
the
back.
18th.
You all right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Is that important? Is it what you got for dinner?
No. Another member of the crew reminded me of a few things that he wants us to say live on air.
So okay, fine.
He just didn't realise we were quite on the radio.
You could have said it later.
He's not listening.
Oh. I'm afraid not.
Well, you chuck him in the pool, don't worry.
He's actually walking en route to the Brentwood Centre at the present time.
No excuses, we've got an app to download, so you can listen on the go. There you go, a little plug for the Phoenix as well. So Brentwood Centre website, you can find more about that on there, yeah?
Yeah, the website is www.brentwood-centre.co.uk/fitness-in-mind.
Okay, cool. So head to the Brentwood Centre's website, brentwood-centre.co.uk/fitness-in-mind, and you can find out all about the course, which is free. Yeah. 6 weeks it runs for, lots of different things involved. Yoga, you said it was a walk as well.
Yeah, health walk, yoga.
Boxing.
Box fitness, Pilates.
And Pilates as well, which is good for the chi. Good for the chi. Centre the chi.
And also, if we get a lot of followers and a lot of people coming to these classes, we are planning to run
the
second course for another 6 weeks and then potentially another 12 weeks after that. And we're asking for people, as they come along, what they want to do for the following...
It's the best way to get
the next phase will be for all ages as well. It won't just be 18 to 24 year olds.
So this is 18 to
25.
18 to 25 for this 6 week one.
Yeah.
But obviously with this, we're going to hopefully use it to find out what people want and then run a wider age scaled course afterwards. All right, okay, excellent. Right, now we were talking about babies. I just want to sort of back into the show for just a brief second. Talking about baby cravings, and I've asked you this morning, none of you got any kids, so that's so we can't ask the respective other halves what their cravings were. I phoned my mum earlier on air, she didn't know, and asked her what she craved for me, and she said, I didn't crave anything, but when I was pregnant with you, I went off coffee and bacon. How horrible does that make me feel about myself? Mum, honestly.
Do you like coffee and bacon?
I love coffee and bacon, so does my mum now, but apparently she couldn't have it for 9 months. How horrible am I?
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly.
Paolo Nutini, everyone's favourite singer-songwriter, half Italian, half Scottish, of course. I think he might be the only half Scottish, half Italian singer-songwriter, in fairness, so... Who's that? Who is it? Who is it?
It's Ray.
Sorry.
I just love the fact that I went, who is it? And you all pointed at each other like, wasn't me, it's not me. Oh, never mind. Listen, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We've got to get out of the way, really, for Michelle, who's up in about 5 minutes' time. But I thought I'd just want to go over a few things so people know what's going on, really. Hashtag fitness in mind is the social media kind of way of getting in. You can visit the Brentwood Centre's website, the Brentwood Centre's Twitter page has got a lot of information on this. The Essex Mental Health Centre's Twitter page and website have obviously got a lot on this. It's a free 6-week course encouraging anyone with any mental disabilities at all
and
get involved and physical to get involved in doing some fitness and kind of just, you know, maybe making some new friends and a social kind of scene to it as well. Yes. Today, this reason you come in this morning, you are doing a flash mob style version of Pharrell Williams's Happy.
We are indeed.
Which I'm going to go around the corner with you guys in the next couple of minutes and do a little bit for as well. So, absolute pleasure. Really? Thank you very much for asking me. I mean, I work in radio for a reason. This face is not TV bound, you know. but it's on you. It is on you. So, yeah, Brentwood Centre website, brentwood-centre.co.uk /fitness in mind. You can find a bit more about that. Come in to the Brentwood Centre and ask, and they'll give you all the details you need and could possibly ever want from it all. Well, what else have I not covered? I just want to make sure we've mentioned everything. There's obviously a lot to it, and that
donations. If anyone wants to make a small donation, they can text BLTX14 and space with £3 to 70070 to make a small donation.
So it's BLTX14.
Space.
With a space.
And then
£3.
Yeah.
To 770.
That's right.
There we go. Yeah. See? Got it. We got there.
Yes.
Yes. And into the bank holiday weekend we go. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure
thank
meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Of course, thanks for having us.
We're all going to go around the corner now. And don't throw me in the pool. I'm looking at
I
you
promise.
Specifically.
Okay, no problem.
Looking at you specifically. You throw me in the pool and you'll have to answer to my boss why I'm sat in my office going, I'm wet. I'm all wet. I'm just dripping everywhere. You're on the wet and we'll go to computers and everything. So no throwing me in the pool. Thank you very much. But no, it's going to be good. We're going to have some fun. We're going to go around and film a little bit of this flash mob now. If you're free today, get yourself to the Brentwood Centre and get involved. A lot of support. It's a great cause as well. And if you'd like any more information, you know where it all is. This chat will stick up on the website, phoenixfm.com, so you'll be able to listen back to it again over the weekend. I'll leave you with the Beatles this morning. I'll see you on Monday at 7 o'clock sharp. If you're going to be late, please make sure you submit your excuses in writing to breakfast at phoenixfm.com, or you can message us via the Facebook page, Phoenix FM Breakfast.